Rocking with Fats, episode 9. We in the building, man. It's your
yes,
boy.
Yes.
Do right. Can't do no wrong. We got Corey Moore in here.
Yes, sir. What's back at it again.
What's going on, man?
Oh, man. You know, life. I couldn't sum it all up in one. Life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They come at us all, don't
they? Yeah, that's it. That's
for real.
Yeah, but what's good, man? I talked to my guy yesterday. He said he had some stuff to get off his chest.
Yeah,
he had
man.
To say it with his chest.
You know, when I first started this podcast, I was thinking to myself, what would be the best opportunity to use it? And I was thinking, like, I should probably use it like my memoirs.
Dear diary.
In the event of my demise, people have this to remember me by. And so they always know what I believe in and what I stand for. So I'm going to look directly at the camera. I'm going to look at this one right here. Fellas, listen to me. Don't listen to what's in your mind. If you're with your female right now, whether you're married, you have a girlfriend, whether you're just kicking it with somebody, grab her face, look at her slow in the eyes.
Oh, Jesus.
And understand she is only with you because she could not do any better.
Damn.
Please don't argue with me.
You know, I did hear that one time. Somebody said, your woman is like, just be all right with you. Be good with your woman because you're not the first choice. Like, no. You know?
And see, it's female nature. I'm going to break it down for y'all. It's called hypergamy. It's a real definition for it.
What is it called?
Hypergamy.
Hypergamy.
Yeah. And females always, they always move up. They'll take any opportunity to take a higher value male anytime they get a chance.
Crazy.
Whether you're a CEO, whether you're working for waste management, she is only with you because you are the best that she can do, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So at any point in time in your relationship, if she can find an opportunity, like if another man came along that had a better job, or she may think he looked better, if he would say, hey, you come with me, she would go at the drop of a dime.
I'm gonna name this segment of this show what Chris Rock said.
Uh-oh.
Because he had an analogy, something like that. He said, a woman can't go back financially.
Mm-hmm.
Think about in high school, right? High school, she started talking to a guy. He might have his own car. So the guys coming after him, they got to have a car.
Yeah. Because
she can't go back to that dude with no car. Then, you know, on in the high school, she going to college. You know what I'm saying? Now, she got to have a dude. Like, she talked to a dude who got his own apartment. Now, from then on, she can't go back. So the dude has to have a car and an apartment, right?
Right.
Okay, moves on up in the world. Now, you got a dude that might have a house.
Uh-huh.
Now, every dude that comes out of that, gotta have a crib, baby. Gotta have a house. And like, women can't go back financially. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't go from knock out the CEO to mess with the janitor. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
But he also said men can't go back sexually.
Yeah.
So if she, you know what I'm saying, if you're getting fellatio from one, and she moves on to a good blowjob, then you know what I'm saying? You're good. You know what I'm saying? You can't go back sexually. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I kind of see the difference in that. I see what you're saying. That makes
and,
a lot of
see,
sense.
See, when I was younger, I learned the game kind of early. But before I learned the game, I used to kind of get mad. And I know men that probably don't really understand this get mad. But once you know it, you don't get mad at women anymore. I use the analogy. When a bee stings you, you're not really mad that the bee stung you. You're mad at the pain that it caused.
Mm-hmm. True that.
Because we all understand that if a bee get close enough to us, it's going to sting us because that's mm-hmm. its nature.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not really mad at the bee stung you because it's just doing what a bee is going to do.
Are you calling women a bee? You call them the bee? Are you doing
it? Well, Beyonce call them bee. They like being part of the beehive anyway. So what I'm saying is I don't get mad at women anymore because I understand female nature. And see, what it comes from the biology of men and women. Back in the days, you know, you had men like we're hunters and hunters and women kind of gather and keep the family together.
Mm-hmm.
So back in those times, you know, women, they really depended on men.
It was a system.
Yeah, it was a system. So women really depended on men. And so if one man could not provide for you, if one man couldn't hunt and provided what you need for you and your kids, then you have to be emotionally able to move on to the next man very quickly. And so it just comes through evolution that women are still that way now. And fellas, listen to me. Don't worry about what your girlfriend tell you. You think just because she texting you, she love you, and you the only one? No, it's four or five other dudes on the other end of that line that can get the same message at any time. It's just called monkey branching. And if you ever notice what I mean by monkey branching, you know monkeys, when they swing from vines, they never let go of the old vine until the new one is firmly in their hand. So
keep that long reach.
She's going to never let go of you until that new man is firmly in her grasp. And once she has that next guy firmly secured, then she'll let go of you. But you'll notice signs along the way. Gradually, the texts will start slowing up. She don't text you the same things.
Patterns change.
The patterns change. Mm. She don't come visit you as much anymore. Or she tell you she busy when you come visit. And see, I see all this stuff with women.
Oh, yeah,
man.
I see it too. It's very
The Snapchat's going to slow down. All that, all that's coming to a halt.
Yeah.
And so never believe that you're just the only one or it's something that you did. No, it's just female nature, man. And so once you understand this, for me, I don't get mad at women when I see these patterns anymore because I understand it's just female nature.
Mm.
I don't get mad at a bee when it stings me because I know that's what a bee is going to do. So I just avoid bees.
The light skin delegation, we approve this message.
You did.
That is interesting. And that's a great analogy. That's a great way of, I guess, looking at it.
Listen,
that perspective.
If you're with a woman right now and some celebrity that she loved that was rich and famous came along and say he would take
her.
What's
the odds of that happening?
Just for analogy though.
Yeah.
You think your girl is going to stay with you and say, oh no, I'm not going to go with that rich celebrity and live this lifestyle.
No, I'm not going to live with Michael B. Jordan. You crazy. I love you.
And see, the thing is though, fellas, don't think just because it's rich, you know, because you have money, celebrity, whatever the case may be, because you see what Aisha Curry. She's with a wealthy superstar, and it's still not enough. If she thought she can get attention from somebody that was better than Steph, and she already told you. Like, she just verbalized what a lot of women think. That's why a lot of women was okay with what she said, because it's female nature, and they all know it. They just don't want to tell you. They just always insecure. They try to cover it up like
that's
that.
Why she kind of gave away something. They were mad at too. The ones that were mad, like, you giving away the secret.
Yeah, she gave it away. That's what it is.
Give away the secret.
They don't want you to give away the cheat code. But see, I done cracked the code.
But see, that goes back to that Chris Rock thing. Because men will do that also when it comes to sexual things.
Yeah.
Think about it. If you married and this chick do stuff your wife would never do.
Yeah.
But we would never probably leave our wife emotionally. Like, you know what I'm saying? That'd still be like our rock in a sense. But
yeah.
On that other side?
Yeah. And see, man, we really, men get a bad rap, so I have to stick up for the fellas.
Oh, like, yeah, of course.
We really love a woman. We really love that woman for who she is. We don't look at a woman like, oh, she got this job or she got this money.
Yeah.
We just love her for who
she
is.
The character. The character, the crust of a motherfucker.
When a woman is with you, she's looking for the best value that she can get.
Yeah.
Anytime she can trade in that great value, that great value flakes of Frosty for the pillow, Frosty flakes. Best believe she would trade you in and would not think twice about it because it's female nature. And listen, every woman out there listening to me know it's true. They're going to get mad when they listen to me.
I've noticed, you know, too, like, if a female thinks she's found somebody that's in a better standing than you, like, in a relationship, you'll start seeing her finding the small things that you used to do so annoying now, like just creating problems. That's one thing I've noticed about women, too. And this is just from a male's perspective. Don't get mad at me. But whenever women count on men doing wrong. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? They count on men fucking up, and because that's the theme. You know, so that's what's being put out there and publicized. Men fuck up. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Not knowing, like, women count on men fucking up to get to the next branch, as you say. Mm-hmm. So they'll start creating things about you that's wrong because they're trying to latch on to this other thing over here.
Yeah, they'll
like, oh, look, perfect example. She might watch this, but I don't give a shit. But female take it out. I don't cut my grass. You know what I'm saying? I pay somebody a couple dollars, cut my grass for me. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? One day, she says, hey, cut my grass.
Yeah.
Never asked before. Took that at me. I went, I'm going to cut my own grass. You know? And I didn't know the mother was serious. I'm just thinking you was talking out the side of your neck. You know what I'm saying? Took that and put that on me like I'm just a lazy motherfucker. Like, I don't cut my own grass. I don't do that. Like, I don't. Like, I don't cut my own grass. Like, it ain't that special. Like,
right.
You want, now if you said, I need my grass. Can you get my grass cut for me? Yeah, sure. Hey, come on, man. So-and-so cut the grass for me. I got you. Mm-hmm. No problem. Mm-hmm. But found that to try to, then I found out down the road, it was other shit going on.
It's always other shit.
So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you'll find certain things. That's why you gotta love a person in totality to put up with certain shit, because everybody's not perfect. But it's compromises and there's things that you have to come to. Like when Arthur and Crystal was here, you gotta find your compromise. You gotta find your middle balance. You get what I'm saying? You gotta find what makes them tick, what makes you tick. You gotta find their love language. That's what, you know what I'm saying? You gotta find that in a sense. So if you already out of this situation, in your mind, of course you're going to find things wrong with it. Like, if you don't want like this job you got, you're going to find shit wrong with it. Like, yeah. I hate this damn job. I'm going to find that.
But women are more apt to do that than men.
Oh, yeah. But that's because, like I said, throughout history, the going thing is men fuck up. Hmm. You get what I'm saying? And I said this in the first episode. Women do the same shit as men do.
Absolutely.
They do the same thing.
Absolutely.
They just, remember I said the first episode, like, men are not susceptible to talk more than women about if they, like I said, if a woman is out, doing something outside of her marriage, that man is not too prone to, you know what I'm saying, try to put it out there or try to expose it. But a woman, especially if she want that dude, you know what I'm saying? Because you say, remember you said women are more emotional creatures, emotional beings, right?
That's right.
If she really, because she's going to grow to like this dude even more, she'll figure out some way to leak that information, you know what I'm saying?
But you know what, like, and this is what I'm going to tell you too, fellas. Your woman is incapable of unconditional love towards you. She loves her mama. She loves her kids. Mm-hmm. But she is incapable of unconditional love towards a man.
You think so?
Absolutely.
You really believe that?
Absolutely. Because it's biology. I told you, men, we really love women for who they are. Women love men for what they can provide, what value they provide to their life. Mm. And you just said it, throughout society, men has always been taught to cater towards women.
Yeah.
So women always look for the value that a man can bring to them. And if you don't believe me, fellas, lose your job. Let something bad happen to you in life and see how many women are going to still value you the same way. Go tell your girlfriend right now. Just test her. Say, honey, Monday, come on that Monday. Say, honey, I lost my job. And just see how she treats you. 8 out of 10 going to probably get some words that you don't want to hear. And they're going to be, oh, honey, we'll just work through it together. She going to be kicking on feet like Fred Flintstone.
On to the next one.
And you speak of Chris Rock, but he said that himself. You said,
it's going to make an album, man.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But that'll be all right. He said only women and kids receive unconditional love. Men are loved for what value and utility they can bring to a woman, to a relationship. If you cannot provide for a woman, if you cannot bring any kind of utility towards her and her kids, you have no value to her. And that love becomes conditional.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, like,
men, we don't care. We be like, hey, honey, you can stay at home. You don't have to work. We'll take care. You know what I mean? You don't have to pay the rent. Like, we don't, some men do that. Like, we don't look at women for what value they bring, like, materialistic-wise or anything of that nature. We just love women for who they are. And see, the thing is, This is one thing that everybody needs to know about men and women. Men get with a woman because he loves who she is. He wants the woman to stay the same, but she always changes. Women get with a man wanting him to change, but only to realize that he stays the same. See, when we get with a woman, we love who she is at that point in time. Mm-hmm. We don't want her to change.
Yeah.
We're not going to get with her if we think there's too many flaws in her already or something that we can't live with. So if we decide to get with a woman and settle down with her, it's because we love who she was at that point in time. When a woman gets with a man, she sees, okay, he's good now, but I can get with him and mold him and shape him. That's why women stick with dudes that be in jail. They stick with dudes that thug, that, you know what I mean? Because they always look at projects. That's why you got all these shows like Extreme Makeover, Home Makeover. Men don't watch that shit.
They love projects. Yeah. Love projects.
Those are female shows. Women love projects. Mm. So when they see a man that way, they think of what value I can get him to so he can add to my life.
Yeah.
So fellas, I'm telling you right now, don't get with a woman thinking that she's just going to love you for who you are. That may last for only a short while until she secure that ring on her finger or until she feel like.
So what you do is, this is what we call the ignorant thing. full of babies. Give a bunch of babies. No man don't want her. Like, she got 10 kids. I ain't trying to But hey, in certain circumstances, what dudes do, what they do, what they want her, they keep her.
Please understand that that message was not brought to you by Do Right. I mean, that is gross.
Oh yeah, that was a good one. I like that one.
But
a good hot take. I like
because you know child support is real out here.
Yeah, true that. True that. True to the game.
Yeah, it just ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, you be on the run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tough out here, man. And listen, I tell everybody, listen, I'm 37, but I still got good hair. I still got good hair and I'm light skinned. So I know a thing or two about female nation. I know the ladies want.
That set us back right there a little bit. I ain't gonna lie. First Anthony Joshua, now this. Now he set us back, man. Come on now.
Yeah, Joshua, he took that loss last night.
Oh, man. He took that beat. God damn.
Man, you can't lose a Larry.
Was that you the one that talked so he got beat by the Mexican butter bean?
Man. That man lost the Larry the Cable Guy. But people have to understand, in boxing, though, there's no real, like, sanctioning bodies. Like, you don't have a real commission like NBA. No. You know, baseball.
It's two groups coming together and agreeing on a contract.
Yeah, so when things come out, like you can't bet on most sports, but boxing you can bet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when the odds come out that Ruiz is 25-1, just imagine if you're Anthony Joshua, I can bet a few mil on the other side. Then I can go down.
I don't think, but see.
25-1?
You know why I think he went? Because legacy, like.
No, them guys ain't worried about that.
I mean, but you got to. You dominate the UK.
What are you more worried about, your legacy or that $10, $20, $30 million you can win at Las Vegas?
But see, that's what I'm saying. Your legacy can bring you $300 million. Look at Floyd Mayweather. Never lost. Then a billionaire. Imagine if he would have took a bet in a Pacquiao fight.
It's funny that you bring that up. Yeah. Go listen to Floyd post-fight when he fought, what's the MMA guy?
McGregor.
Go listen to that post fight, what he said. He said, I couldn't bet on myself because when I went down there, he said, they know me. And they in Vegas thought they would compromise the fight, so they wouldn't let me bet. He said, but I got somebody to do it for me. I took the fight to go over 10 rounds.
Yeah.
He beat him in the.
That's smart, though.
He beat him.
But after the 10th round. Did that without.
He beat him after the 10th round.
Without messing up his legs, though. He's still undefeated, champion, best boxer. Like, I don't think Anthony Joshua is his American USA debut boxing match. I don't think he would have took them odds like that for that reason.
If it's 25-1, though.
I mean,
think of how much money.
What's 30 million compared to 300, though?
Oh, he still can get money boxing.
But, I mean, he still can, but. Not the kind of money now, like, it ain't going to be as lucrative now.
Yeah, it is.
If you get your ass beat by a dude that nobody knew.
Look at Pacquiao got knocked out by Marquez. He got knocked out, and he lost a few fights.
Yeah.
Still was able
he was still dominant before he lost those fights, though.
But he
built up his.
But I'm saying he's out.
Like, in America, nobody really knew Anthony Joshua. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody, like, in the UK, they didn't take that serious. Like, he won that big stage, that American stage. Because one thing America is good for, baby, and that's entertainment. That's the biggest export we have in the world is entertainment.
But memories are short-lived. Listen, if he just come out and win a few fights, he'll be back.
And then you set up that fight for the Wilder, the Fury, those big things.
You think people
still
ain't going to buy that fight if he fight Wilder right now?
I mean, but I don't think not as much they would if he didn't lose. The anticipation, you already know what's going to happen. Look at what Floyd Mayweather
didn't fight Pacquiao. He was 40 years old.
Yeah. And look how much
man, they broke the pay-per-view.
Exactly. Man, but look.
We paid for undefeated
Mayweather going against Pacquiao. We got one loss.
Man, we paid for Floyd versus McGregor. McGregor ain't never had a boxing match in his life.
But that was just a nuance of that, man. Nobody ever seen that. Like, then
yeah, but I'm saying we'll pay for anything, though, as long as it's entertainment.
Yeah. I just don't think he would take that. I just think he really could not handle that dude. I don't think he was just used to this.
Listen, they fought 9 more times. Joshua win the other 9 fights.
You think so?
Absolutely.
It's bad that he was punishing that dude.
Yeah, that, I mean, you know, you got to make it look good for TV, man.
Looking good would have been like taking it like got punished, man.
Yeah, you
got
to make it look good for TV.
Yeah, I was like, damn, did he bite the bitch?
25-1. I might take a dive too. I ain't gonna take no life. Hey, ain't got no pride at that point. 25 to 1. Man, look at that. I can bet $1 million and win 25. You think I ain't gonna take a dive?
I wouldn't. You better. I wouldn't. Not when I know there's hundreds of million coming down the road. I wouldn't do it.
Oh man. That money right there guaranteed, though.
Yeah, but shoot, you beat this dude, you move on to the next one. Like, it's what I do. It's what I like to do.
Yeah, he's still going to get them fights, though. Because he only got one loss. He's still going to be alive.
That loss? Yeah, your first?
Gonna,
like,
listen, it ain't going to matter.
Remember when Roy Jones moved up weight class and went to the heavyweight and got punished?
He beat Roy.
It was over with after Roy after that right there.
But Roy was getting old.
You know, but still, he moved up and he done dominated all the other ranks. Then he moved up to that rank and got punished. And
Roy should have retired a long time
no
ago.
No more cash.
Before he started doing that.
Just saying.
Yeah. Listen, man, so much that's been on my mind just recently, man. Like, our city, we've had a lot of crime in our city recently.
Yeah.
A lot of homicides and, you know, just things of that nature. And I always see people like criticizing the city, people that left, like, oh, I'm glad I left Meridian. And that's fine. You can be glad you left. I don't blame you. No. But don't
put that. I hate that.
But I hate when you leave. It's like somebody leave a relationship and then you bash that personal relationship. Yeah. Like, nah, man, just move on. You know what I mean? Like, the reason why Meridian seems so bad right now is a few reasons. One, because we have social media. Like, if everything wasn't readily accessible, where we can just click a few buttons on our phone and see this story.
Yeah, it makes it that much more.
It doesn't seem that bad because when a murder or something happens, a crime happens, it's immediately on WTOK.
Mm-hmm.
And it's immediately at our fingertips.
And that's the one thing. That's what anything with social media, like, nobody gets time to a situation. Like, everybody just immediately reacts instead of figuring out what happened. Like, you know what I mean? It's like there's no give it some breathing room so we can find out what happened then. But everybody wants to be first.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be first to put it out there, first to say something about it, first to do this. Like, I don't.
Yeah, once, like I saw somebody post, they said, y'all check on y'all people because there's 2 people in the white car that got killed. And this was before, like, even WTOK had posted. And she said, I'm sorry for whoever family finna find out this bad news. And I was like, you just posted it on social media, like,
you know what I mean? You didn't have to say nothing.
Yeah, I don't think you feel too bad for her.
You didn't have to say a thing. Like you didn't got to be first person to say something. Like, I don't get that type of.
And this is what I want to tell to particularly black men in general. I know it's hard out there, man. The system was set up for you to fail. First and foremost, you should know that this entire system was designed for you not to succeed. And it's hard out there, man, but that doesn't mean you have to kill each other and put yourself in the middle of it. Like, I don't like to brag on myself, but you know what I'm saying? I came from St. Francis Projects.
You
I grew
too,
up over
me
there.
Too. Hey, St. Francis.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I got like one grandmother lived over there, one lived on Red Line 35th, so I was between both of their houses all the time. So I grew up in the same place as everybody else did. But I didn't become a product of that life. And so I see a lot of people that just, especially a lot of black men, and I hate to see it, man, but a lot of these crimes that are happening, the first thing I think about, oh, it's another black kid dead.
Mm.
And it usually turns out that way.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's just more out here to life. Like, you don't have to be a statistic, man. There's more out here for you. You don't have to make the system, because it's designed for you to fail. Don't make it easier for them to get you. You know what I mean?
I don't do the job for them and taking each other out.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's crazy. Like, I see all the time people get uproar, which is a terrible thing too, because of the position they are in, and like when cops kill a dumb black dude, I don't want all that. I see uproar of this, of we need justice, and we need, you know what I'm saying? We definitely need justice when it comes to that. We definitely need reform when it comes to that. And we need reform and things when it comes to our own, killing our own. You know, so we need some type of to get a grip on that, because if we don't value each other, what gives another person that's not from our area, not from our demographic, you know, not from us, right, to give a fuck about us too? You get what I'm saying? Like, if I don't value you, and I know you my whole life, what gives somebody who don't know you the value of that when they look at you? You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's how we gotta stop looking at each other like we expendable. And that's the problem. Like, it's like, I get into it with you, I can kill you. You're that expendable. Fuck your family, your kids, your mama, your daughter, whatever. You're expendable.
And one of the things I always say, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
Yeah.
And so I think about a lot of times when we get on social media, we just talk about all the city's bad, we need to stop the violence.
Nobody's got a solution to the issue.
And then we'll say that on a Friday, then Monday we're back to our normal lives, and everything just goes back, and we just wait for the next things, and then we try to thoughts and prayers it away. You know what I mean? Like, thoughts and prayers, and then we're done. So I was thinking about what I could do, and so I'm still brainstorming, like, what can I do to make a difference? And I think everybody should really look inside themselves and say, what can I actually do in my community to make a difference? Because you can't, I mean, there's no way that you can stop. If somebody really wants to do something bad, they're going to find a way to do it.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of times people just get stuck in their situations. They don't see a way out. Yeah. And so I think people that have found a way out should be able to reach back and help those that still.
And see, I think what has to happen, it's not going to be something that you can just put a Band-Aid on. It's got to start from the ground up. And I think instilling value into these kids, man, and let them know that you are somebody and you can be somebody. And whether it's, and I think the schools have failed them, because the schools are no longer meant to teach you no more. It's meant to control you, in a sense. You know what I'm saying? Teach you how to go somewhere and be somewhere for the same time, eat, sleep. So it's like no different than prison to me. You know what I'm saying? Because you see schools, some schools now got barbed wire fences around them and shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I think we have to figure out, we have to create, it's going to take, of course, some economic reform. But we got to create institutions to where we can teach kids that there's value in being a plumber, being an electrician, working on cars, painting, things that you don't have to take an extensive amount of schooling to do, but teach them a trade or something so you can have value. Like, if a kid come in your house right now and he know how to change the oil, he going to feel like he know, like, yo, I'm not changing, I know how to do it. You know what I'm saying? Or if he know how to fend a two-cycle engine, or if he knows how to do something with, like, build a doghouse, if you instill those type of values, like, go back to the roots of things, you know what I'm saying? Grow a plant, you know what I mean? Like, instill those values so they can know, like, because those type of things grow other ideas for kids instead of going the wrong way, instead of teaching them how to roll a blunt. You know what I'm saying? It instills different other type of values into them so they can grow that to something else. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing I think it needs to be instilled. Like, and like I said, it's going to take some type of economic thing to create those type of institutions to help kids understand those type of things. But that's just what it is, man. Like, it's no value created. You know?
And one thing we have to stop doing, I see everybody always pointing the finger, like, stop blaming the city officials. Stop blaming the police. You know what I mean? I'm all about accountability.
Exactly. Yeah.
It begins with yourself, with each individual. Mm-hmm. You have to want something different for yourself.
Yeah.
And one thing one of my aunts always told me, she grew up in St. Francis as well. And all of my aunts and uncles, they grew up, you know, less fortunate than I was, but they always made sure that I had better than they had. But one of my aunts, one of her slogans is, short-term sacrifice for long-term gain.
Amen.
So everybody has to look within themselves, man. What can I sacrifice in the short term to make things better long term? And that's all what it really comes down to. It's not the police fault. It's not the city official's fault. It's your fault.
I think, like, that's so true because, like, people don't want to play the long game. You get what I'm saying? They don't want to play the long game. They want it right now, right then, microwave effect, get it crashed quick. Play the long game. That's what it's going to count. Like, I want, like, the things I have, I want to do, the success of it, I might not even be able to want to benefit from it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the people that comes behind me, like the kids that come behind me, the nephews, the nieces that come behind me, they're going to reap the benefit of what I create, you know what I'm saying, online. That's how we got to, you got to quit thinking selfishly, man. Everybody live for self instead of living for the people that look up to them or depend on them.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. Like, if you like, everybody know one of these dudes out here that's probably, you know, got it on their mind or done, you know what I'm saying? Everybody knows somebody.
Right.
And it might take a simple conversation for you to, like, be like, or just looking out for them. You know what I'm saying? Telling them something different other than what they see every day.
Yeah.
And showing them, being that person at the same time. That's true. Know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what it's going to take. It's not going to take, like, this is crazy. You want the police to do something, until they do something, then it's too much.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
But don't let it get there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Be that reasoning.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely steps that we all can take.
It's a whole bunch. It's a lot that's got to be done, but and it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen over a year. It's not going to happen over 2 years. It's a generational thing, man. It's going to be over decades. You know what I'm saying? To get stuff corrected. But that ain't the people hear that, they go like, oh,
yeah.
That ain't the think about it. 2009 was 10 years ago. You still can, you know what I'm saying? It don't feel like it's been that long. You can think of something you was doing in 2009 and be like, damn, it don't feel like it's been that long. You know what I'm saying? But that's how it is. You know?
And I do feel like sometimes, like, people become stagnant. Like, you just get caught up in living your life, working, paying bills.
Yeah.
And I told my mama the other day, I said, a lot of people, we just live to work, paying bills, and then we die. You know what I mean? Like, it's more to life than just paying bills off. You know what I mean? Until you get old enough that you can't enjoy your life. Like, it has to be more to it than that. And so we all need to find, what's on the other side of it. What's on the other side of life? What's on the other side of just working and paying bills? What's on the other side of just caring about ourselves? You know, when we really step out of our comfort zone and try to help other people. You know what I mean? I think good things will come.
Yeah.
And I think just as a community, as a whole, and I point fingers at myself as well.
Yeah, we all could do more. I do the same thing.
We've just become stagnant and just happy with the status quo. And the most we'll ever do is just complain about it on Facebook for a little while until something else happens, then we'll complain again. And so, you know, that's why I respect people that really get out there trying to change things, like my homeboy James Carter.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? People that get out in the community and really
take
their
time, their money, their resources, their networks.
Yeah.
And try to
people like that I admire because they're really out here trying to make a difference.
And you can, like, and that's one thing too. There are people here that's doing things like that. All you can do is just get them a little support. If they got a little support from everybody in the community that's on Facebook talking about what's going on, with the programs and things they're trying to implement and do, it can be just as powerful as the politicians, as anything else. You know what I'm saying? These organizations. If you, like, I would think everything reverts back to the people. Mm-hmm. No matter what it is. If you have the people, you have the power. So if you got to galvanize the people to make things happen, you can't look for other entities to do it. You know what I'm saying? I heard people talk about Barack Obama, he was in office, and like what he didn't do for the black community, but what did you do for the black community?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't wait for one person just to do something. Yeah. You have to do something. He only can support what he see. If you're not showing him anything, if you're not being a support for him, he can't support you in a sense. He got support who support him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And not the kind of lean back towards the old topic, and a lot of people may not agree with me. And this is going to sound weird, but I think you kind of need to break free from religion. And let me explain why I say that. in the South especially, most people are very religious. Regardless of your religion, you know, your denomination, most people are religious. And so what happens is, whatever I can't do, I'm just going to pray about it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really want to make any real change in my life. So I'm just going to say, oh, well, I'm just going to pray about it and let the Lord work it out. No, nobody is coming out of the sky to save you. Nobody is coming to help you. You are all you have.
What did they say, prayer without action is dead?
Yeah, I mean.
And at the end of the scripture?
Listen, you're going to be stuck. Any position that you're in right now, if you're not happy with it, praying will do nothing for it. And so I think religion teaches people to be kind of complacent about things. And I think that's why you see a lot of southern states are less progressive. They have less things going for them, less finances in the community than a lot of the other states outside of the South, because we're the most religious. And I think that plays a part into it, man, to be honest.
And it kind of is a balance thing, too, because when you get out, see, I think religion holds people to a moral standing, in a sense. You get what I'm saying? Because once you get out of a certain religion, you start seeing an immoral type of behavior exist. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's a balance of the two. And it's a balance of believing in something to hold you accountable for now, and then also.
But I don't think it's a hold you accountable.
I mean, you don't. You're strong mind, strong enough to do as you will. You know what I'm saying? But some people don't have that strong of a mind to do that. You know what I'm saying? And then they base that off of, you know, so they keep they shit packed with religion. You know what I'm saying? Because it's one thing, because to think is harder than to just let me throw out my You know, so to think it through, to actually figure out something is harder than just. And I think some people just lax and just put it on God.
And listen, you know what I'm saying? Especially in the South, it's a church on every corner.
Oh yeah.
What are these churches doing with that 10% y'all giving to them every Sunday? I mean, let's talk about it now. What are these churches doing? Think about all the churches and the money that they accumulate over the course of a year. You just giving your 10% for what? So they can drive a Mercedes.
This is one thing I find different. If everybody's praising the same God, why don't you never see these people together?
Nah. But all this money that's coming in.
But everybody's praising the same. I mean, white, black, whatever. You praise the same God. But you never see them collectively come together and do something for the people that don't go to their church or don't subscribe to whatever they, you know, doing.
Yeah.
If you believe everybody's God's child, so that even believes the people that don't come to your church, that means people don't go to church at all. That means everybody. So you have to think of God, right, and do for the ones that don't even believe in what you believe in. You have to believe that they are a living being of God, right? So how come it's only thing you do impacts the people that go to your facility or your church or your thing?
Yeah.
That's one thing I have an issue with.
And this not to discredit all religious people, because I see a lot of churches and a lot of people that do good things in the community. I'm not trying to reject that. But I'm just saying, like, that's one of the things that I see that can have an immediate impact. All of this money that's being donated to these churches, why don't we get together and do something for the community?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it could be
immediate. Time, man. It's like I said, the thing I said that should be implemented to create, like, there's painters to go to these churches, there's mechanics to go to these churches, there's carpenters to go to these churches, there's engineers, there's musicians, there's all kind of people that go to these facilities. Why not come up with a program to where y'all can just donate your time to teach kids certain things and give them certain, you know what I'm saying, things like that.
Yeah.
It ain't even got to be money. It can just be your time, your network, like you know what I'm saying, or your resources.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one thing. Everything is not about, some people just want somebody to talk to, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes it ain't even about. They just want somebody to be there to be like, I give a shit about you. You know what I'm saying? Other than because your mama, you know your mama's supposed to care the fuck about you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know your daddy's supposed to do somewhat, you know. But to think somebody else outside of them be like, man, you are somebody. You can be somebody. It hits you different. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel what you're saying. I mean, we can probably talk about this forever, but I think it's a number of different ways that people can help. But the bottom line is that wherever you're at, you know, find a way that you can do something, because the summer's finna get hot, man. It's gonna be a long summer.
Ooh, boy, you hear what 56 said.
And you know, like, we're here in Meridian, and you know, Jackson just right down the highway. And I heard a stat that's very disturbing, man. And somebody said Jackson had over 100 homicides last year, and they have 64 already this year. And we just hit June, they already have 64. They're on a record pace. And for the size of Jackson, that is entirely too many. And so, just anybody watching this, man, like, first you have to change yourself. You have to want to do things different. You have to want to be a different person. Everybody has to be accountable for themselves, first and foremost. Yeah. And then after that, really think about what can you do that can change and affect your community for the better. Yeah. You know, I mean, it starts there.
Man, it can be a exercising club.
Yeah. Get y'all churches to donate some of that 10%, man.
Get some of that. If you really care.
Yeah, you know.
You know, but you know, like, it's...
If your pastor wouldn't let
go. We'll get in trouble. But, like, I think it's enough resources for us to create certain things and really put something together to make a difference. And, like I said, it's not going to take a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. It's going to take decades, to, you know, 10, 20. It's going to take something to change to. Because you got to get rid of, it's not really like you get rid of something. You get rid of a mindset. Hmm. You get what I'm saying? You take away a thought process, a thought pattern that, like, a lot of these young ones have, man. Yeah. And you see it. I see it all the time. You know what I'm saying? I see it all the time. Like, you see, you watch the situation, man. I know where that's going to go.
Yeah.
Because I know how they're going to think about it. You know what I mean? And like I said, man, it's just a mindset that you got to change. I hear it's like, I was listening to a dude, you heard of Humble the Poet?
What's
he
that?
Was just did breakfast, Humble the Poet.
Okay, yeah.
He was saying, he said, knowledge is to learn. Wisdom is to unlearn. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's certain things that we're taught that ain't good. We have to unlearn those things and find out the reason why. We have to know why they need to be unlearned.
Yeah.
You know? And that's wisdom. That's how you know it. You know what I'm saying? When you see something and you know the difference between doing it that way and doing it this way. You know what I mean? So I think that's a lot of things too, man. Just a lot of unlearning, a lot of what you got to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe some of the women you were talking about too, you were talking about earlier.
You did. Some of you.
I love all you ladies out there.
I don't. They don't need me telling nobody. Too many bridges have been burned.
That bridge is burned. I still love you. I never go out again, but I still love you. You know what I'm saying? You know, you live and learn, baby. You live and learn, man. You can't just, you know.
Like Biggie Smalls says, I've been in this game for years. It made me an animal. It's rules to this. I wrote me a manual. And over the course of this podcast, I'm going to continue to educate you fellas on female nature, man. Yeah. I feel like it's very important. And just things in life, you know what I mean, that I want you.
I want a chick to come here and debate him so I can just be here. I just want to be the mediator, like, meet it.
Oh, I would love it.
I want that.
One of y'all females
want that action.
One of y'all females want to come in here to debate me next
week. I want that action.
Any one of you females want to come in here to debate me next week, leave a comment.
I want that action.
Let me know. Hit me
up. We're going to sell tickets.
Hit me up on Facebook in my inbox, whatever.
Hope they don't enter the Joshua fight.
We can take the gloves off, loosen up the tie.
So, how you want? You want two or you want one female?
I take them all.
Take them all.
I mean, we can get two if they want a menage. I'm still gonna win. I'm still gonna win.
Okay, all right. There we go.
It ain't DJ Khaled, it's DJ Khaled. I'm the best. Hey, anybody want this issue, come and get it, baby.
Okay.
We can talk about it.
Hey, we only gonna feel one of them issues. We ain't mess with the other one, you know what I'm saying?
What else going on, Pop?
But hey, look, what about these finals, man? Who you got?
Oh, man, you know I'm team light skin all the way, man.
Okay.
Yeah, them Raptors, man. They They won the first game. But see, this is why I tell everybody.
Beige ambassadors. Let's go.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm a little torn because, you know, Drake on Team Light Skin. But he rooting for the Raptors, man.
Yeah.
He trolling them good, too, man.
Oh, that Dale Curry jersey was
And a lot of people didn't catch when he wore that hoodie. It was the same hoodie Tupac wore in the Above the Rim.
Above the Rim, yeah.
I was like, I can respect that, man. Homage to one of the
Drake is a strategist, bro.
He's a tactician. But when you get to that point, you have to be. Like, you just can't play checkers.
Yeah.
You have to know how to play chess. Because everybody else coming for you.
I ain't gonna lie, though. When you make the little beige yellow boy, the little boy, man. Oh, boy. Because after that Aisha Curry thing, he went in there and destroyed them. He went in destroy mode. Well, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, when he wore a Dale Curry jersey.
Oh,
man.
My God.
Know what I would do?
Then he got him signed. I think he got, didn't he get Dale signed a jersey?
I think he had an autograph on
him. Autograph jersey? Yeah, that
you know what I would do about Steph Curry? I bring a little light skinned kid to the game, little baby. say this, Drake, where your son? Let a Dunnus come home, baby. Start playing Border Patrol. Bring that boy home. Hey, it's dirty out here.
What they should do is bring Pusha T to the game.
You know when Toronto was playing Milwaukee,
the girl wanted to push a T shirt. Yeah. Hey, well, it's a different move. When E40 show and push a T to the game. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
when the Raptors won, Drake he changed his Instagram profile picture to her.
I was like, it's
a chess move out here.
Yeah,
I like it though.
Yeah, that would really throw him off. Yeah, boy.
But everybody out here saying that the Golden State Warriors are better without Kevin Durant, y'all clearly do not know basketball.
You don't think so?
Hell no. Nah. How can you be a better team without the best player in the world?
Kawhi Leonard?
we about to conclude this podcast. Man, look at that. Kevin Durant is that dude. There's not another guy that's 6'11", 7 foot that can dribble, shoot from 35 feet. It's nothing that he can't do on the basketball floor.
True.
That dude
but do you think he's like it's like almost like smoking cigarettes? Do you think he stopped the Warriors? Like Steph, he holds them back from doing what he do. Clay, you know, do you think he does that?
No, he helped them to get some rings.
He helped him get one.
Two.
One.
Two. Kevin Durant won two.
He won one.
No,
he won last year. That's it.
No, he been with them 3 years. He beat Cleveland twice. He beat Cleveland twice. Go look it up. Listen, anybody that thinks Golden State is better than Kevin Durant, just look at this stat. In the NBA Finals, Golden State is 7-7 without Kevin Durant. With Kevin Durant, they are 8-1.
They won one game. Lost one game.
Yeah, they lost one game to Cleveland, and then they won 4-1. The first year Kevin Durant won. Last year they swept them up out of there.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I thought it was 1 year. That's crazy.
And listen, do anybody really believe if Kevin Durant was playing right now that this would even be a series? It would be done. They wouldn't have lost the first game. They would probably lose none of these games. So this notion that the Golden State Warriors are better without Kevin Durant.
I don't think it's better. I said they can win.
Well, you can have
that. They can still win a championship.
Yeah, you can have that opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's possible that
this team can win. I definitely don't think they're better. I just think they didn't even win.
It's yet to be seen, but
yeah. Now they won without him.
Yeah, they beat the Cleveland team early. But Cleveland was struggling back then.
They were.
But they won without him.
Yeah.
But trust me, as anybody on Golden State, would they rather have Kevin Durant?
I mean, of course. I mean, shit.
You know.
I mean, that's a no-brainer. I just think they could win without him.
It's possible.
And it'll be a better series. It'll be better basketball to watch.
Well, for us, I guess.
Yeah.
For people that like the Raptors.
I mean, but people that like basketball. Like, if you don't have, like, I don't have a team that's playing, like, but I still like watching the games. And it's no fun watching when your team beat the shit out of somebody and then you sweep them and shit. It's,
Well,
it's no entertainment value in that. You know? It's like you know what's going to happen. But if you got a series, like, remember the series, the Celtics and the Lakers? That was some good shit right there. That was some good shit. When Kobe was there, they were like, that was some good shit.
Yeah.
Jordan against the Celtics or Utah or what else? That was some good shit.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Like, just watch them battle it out, man, every night. Let's see who's going to win this. You know, it's like, it wasn't like it was a toss-up. Like, yeah, we know who's going to win.
Yeah, we kind of knew who's going to win, though.
Hey, yeah, but it still was good games. I mean, it's still a the Jordan the Paxton, the three pointer. Come on, now that you can't script on that good, man.
Yeah, those are some classic matchups, man. Yeah. But, who you think you win tonight?
I think Warriors take this one.
The Raptors played probably the best game they could play at home, and they still only won by 9 points. And Golden State,
they had to win about 1.5.
Yeah. I mean, it's not saying they can't win again, but it's yet to be seen. But, man, Golden State, you don't want to go down 2-0.
No, you don't. So although we have seen y'all go down 3-1 and still take the whole series. But, you know. Because the Raptors go down 2 at one time in some of the series they fought playing against.
Yeah, they playing Milwaukee.
And they went down 2-0, right? 0-2?
Yeah, they did.
They came back and won the whole thing?
Yeah, Milwaukee.
Yeah.
It's Milwaukee.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but still was a good comeback, you know.
What else?
With the
league. What else we got in pop culture, man?
Oh.
I saw somebody set themselves on fire in front of the White House this week.
Yeah.
They don't really say what the reason was. I guess we may never know. But he ended up dying from his wounds.
I'm pretty sure that happens.
I mean, he was out there walking, man, so casual, like the fire wasn't even burning him, man.
What was his purpose? They tell why.
I was like, man, you Johnny Storm out here? Fantastic Four?
Why? Like, what was the purpose?
I don't know. I don't think we know his purpose.
Let me ask you a question about this. I just seen a story. They said the movie Toy Story. In the movie, they're gonna put out this Woody's bisexual. I'm like, what does that gotta do with Toy Story? Why would they even have to implement that? Like,
a toy's bisexual?
Yeah, like
that's a reach.
Yeah, that's the thing. I see that. Like, what does that?
Yeah, that's a reach.
Like,
I don't really understand that. If that's true, I don't understand what that's about.
Well, why would you? I mean, what purpose does that serve?
Yeah, I don't think we need to be sexualizing any kids.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, in any capacity. Anything. You know, like, that just seems very weird.
It's all like the Arthur thing with the.
Yeah. At least, I mean.
Well, that Alabama ain't going for shit. That's what I got.
No, Alabama ain't going. It's a lot of other states, I think. Louisiana just passed the same kind of bill. There's several other states that have passed it, man. Most of them always in the South.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, it's just, and that's what, again, I mean, it goes back to the religion thing. People have these religious beliefs, and you can slowly see the separation of church and state eroding.
Yeah.
And people are bringing their religious beliefs over into, you know, political.
And that's why. When the Revolutionary War fought for a place to separate the, you know, us from, I mean, that's why people came to America in the first place, to get away from the religious.
Yeah, they wanted home.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
It's dangerous, man, because when you have people that are implementing their religious beliefs, and then they're imposing on everybody that may not share their religious beliefs, and then that's the problem. Like, and it always seemed like the craziest guys, like one of these guys said that rape was the quote will of God. And I'm like, why do we always have the craziest people with the craziest beliefs, the ones in positions of power? Like at some point in time, we have to understand these people that we keep electing, they don't mean the best for you. And this on either side of the aisle, like these people don't really care about you, man. Anytime you can get up there and say that rape is the will of God, and therefore you should ban abortions, even if, and don't exclude rape or incest, you know what I mean? You can be against abortion all you want to. That's
your prerogative.
Yeah, but in some situations like rape or incest, when you say that's the will of God, so we're not going to make any exclusions for those, then that's a problem to me.
Yeah.
Like, that's a real problem.
And see, like, that's what kills me about the whole thing is. Abortion That's on you and you to deal with alone. If you are, if your, it's in your religion to believe that something's wrong with that, that's up to you and your God, whoever you believe in. That doesn't hurt anybody but you and what you believe in. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I don't get, they don't hurt nobody else.
Yeah.
It doesn't harm anybody else. It's just what you and you, what you believe.
Yeah, you know? If you don't want an abortion, don't get one.
Don't get one.
You know what I mean?
If you do, do. But then you tell somebody that you outlaw abortion, then they had a baby, and they neglect the child in some way, then you throw them in the system where that child end up being,
what up?
Either, you know what I'm saying, or some type of, might not come out the way you want. Now he's a,
yeah. See,
some type of tyrant on society, you know?
See, one of the problems that I see is that most people that say they're pro-life, they're really just pro-birth. Because once that umbilical cord is cut, you on your own, man.
The yellow bees, that's what it's,
see, listen, I understand it on both sides. I understand their argument is that you should practice birth control. And, like, I do understand that. And I agree that if you don't want to have a child, there are methods of which you can take to prevent having kids.
Yeah, true that.
There's a lot of methods out there.
Like I said, I don't side with either side. I just don't believe in there being a law implemented to tell you what to do and what not to do.
Yeah, but also with that, I mean, to say that rape and incest is not included, sometimes women health, you know, have health reasons where they need abortions.
Yeah.
Or sometimes women just, you know, sometimes they just get pregnant and then decide that a kid is not best for their life right now. Whether the case may be, it's not for me, I don't think, to say whether it's right or wrong or you can't do it. I shouldn't adjudicate what you do with your body. And the thing is, once the child gets here, they'll say, well, we're not going to pay for it. All these women having these kids and on the system. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They complain about that. But then, you know, you wanted the kid to be here. Once she got pregnant, you was like, yeah, she needs to have a kid. Yeah. So I see it's an issue that really needs to be discussed. And, you know, like, it's so much gray area in there besides, oh, if you don't want to have a kid, don't get pregnant. Yeah, it is a lot to that. Because if you don't want kids, you don't have to have kids.
Yeah.
You know, it's there were methods to get around that. But just to blanketly ban abortion and, you know, for and have no exclusions in there, you know, I don't think that's the right thing.
Yes. You see how those guys looked and did it, do you? They life over it anyway. Were they 60?
Yeah.
70 years old? Make a decision for you almost out of here, buddy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I had all the abortions I needed. That's how long I was. Go ahead and get rid of them. You know what I'm saying? I did all my abortions when I was about 30, 40. You know, I'm good to go now. I ain't going to be having no more children. Yeah, ban it.
And so to me, the bottom line, what it really comes down to is protect yourself, people. And, you know, I don't know what to say, man, because if these laws hold up, then. You know,
the one from Mississippi, a judge blocked it, right? He blocked the legislation.
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, I was gonna go buy all the Plan B and pop the trunk on them. I got them going 2 for 5, 3 for 10. I got Plan B for the low.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that, man. Let's go ahead. Let's do that. We'll get us a vending machine.
Yeah. Everybody
put it right outside the club. Yep, I'm going to need one of these tonight. Yeah.
But, yeah, man. What else?
That's all I know of, man. That's all I can come off on the top of my head.
Yeah.
Big shout out to all the lovely ladies out there. We love you. Except him. He don't.
Yeah. And don't need me to tell no lie. Yeah. My love run thin.
He said it now. The right one catch him, it's over with. I'm gonna be right there. I'm gonna play this video back.
Don't y'all believe that?
I'm gonna play this back. It's archived. It's gonna be right there. Remember this? Yep.
Hey, listen, anybody want to come on this podcast and debate me? Particularly some females. We need some more females on here. If y'all want to come debate, come debate with me. We'll have a little conversation.
I do want to see that debate, too.
Please come in.
I'll tell you what.
drop me, you know, a comment in my Facebook.
We have a woman intermediary. We have a male. I be the male. You bring your female, and that way they too can talk it out, and we can either we'll be the deciding factor. Whoever, you know.
Everybody watching this video, like, share, subscribe. Hit that subscribe button. It's probably gonna be like down here somewhere.
I think I see.
Yes, it's gonna be like right there.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh,
hit that subscribe button, man. Ring my bell. like LL Cool J say, ring my bell. Hit that subscribe button. Make sure you follow the podcast. Please don't argue with facts. Episode 9.